All right, this is Reverend Ann Perslow of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day 18 of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. Today's topic is, I don't want PETA clients. PETA, which is pain in the ass clients. Nobody wants pain in the ass clients, right? Nobody. How I define pain in the ass clients are clients who really demand. They're entitled, right? They have that sense of entitlement, like, you owe me, I gave you money, so now I own you. Another version is a version of a client who is really whiny. They don't take responsibility for themselves. They're not looking to understand. They're like blaming, right? They blame the world around them. They blame people. Like if you listen to someone who has, say for example, worked with other healers or other coaches, and then they whine about their experience with them. Pain in the ass clients, right? Those who want a refund, who insist, who do a chargeback. They want more from you than their agreement. Either it's because the agreement wasn't completely clear and spelled out, or it's because they're not being clear about the boundaries. So the boundary issue comes up. All right, let's do some tapping, shall we? Calling in our guides, calling in our angels, calling in the divine. Saying thank you for this opportunity to be clearer and clearer, to have the opportunity to allow ourselves a new space of vibration, a new space of understanding, to gift ourselves this new awareness so that we are doing your work in this world and being that light, clearer, brighter, more beautiful. We are grateful that it is so. And so it is. All right, start tapping. Even though I have called in some pain in the ass clients in the past, I have dreamed about them. I have experienced them in real life. I have seen them, heard them, talked with them. I have experienced them. Those clients who want more than I am willing to give, more than our agreement said, those clients who actually even demand more, those clients who whine about what they're not getting, those clients who complain about other people, other coaches, other situations, other experiences. Even though I've had these experiences with these people, I know that each one of them has something to offer me. They have something to offer me about either my communication, i.e. my message, about my structure, the way I'm supporting them, or even about myself and my reaction to or response to their statement or their issue. I know that each person has an opportunity to gift me with more clarity, more awareness of who I am in this world, how I show up in this world, what I want in my business, how I want to be in my business, how I want to show up, how I want to be as a person. Each person who complains, each person who is a pain in the ass client gives me the opportunity to become a better me. And while I appreciate it, thank you, I don't want any more. Just like enough. I don't want more clients coming in my world like that. I want clients who are a joy to work with, for whom communication is an ease, with whom communication is an ease. I want clients who appreciate who I am and how I provide my work. Clients who want what I'm offering, who love what I'm offering. I want clients who are joyful to work with and who help me become a better me, because I believe it can be both. I believe I can have a great relationship with my clients, a great experience in working with them, and have more and more of them show up in my world. I believe that there is an abundance of these clients out there looking for me, wanting to connect with me, wanting to show up in my world. I believe they are just ready to work with me. They are just ready to say yes. They are just ready to be here in my experience and have me be there in theirs. I call in my dream clients. I recognize immediately when someone is not and say, thank you, no thank you. I welcome in my ideal dream clients. I welcome them into my life. I welcome them into my business. I welcome them into my auric field. I welcome them into my finances. I welcome them into my experience, my whole, complete, loving, welcoming, joyful experience of life, of business. Even though I've had situations in the past where some clients have been a pain in the ass, that is not my continuing experience. I let that belief go. I let that experience go. I cut the cords of that memory and let it go. It does not need to be my future, even though it was a part of my past. I release it, I let it go. That part is no longer. And I call back every bit of me from that experience to be here, fully integrated within myself. Any client that has caused me pain in the past, I release everything except the gift, the learning, the awareness, the wisdom that I have received. I release that. I release them. I release the pain. I release the angst and the worry and the grief or the guilt or the shame or the whatever the emotion is. I release it. And I pull back all of me to here. I call all of me back here into my reality, my experience now. I call all of me back. Thank you. Thank you for the gift that you were to my growth, my progress, my expansion into my consciousness, into my awareness. Thank you. You helped me become a better me. I release you into your own journey, onto your own path. And I receive the gift, I receive the welcome, the understanding, I receive the wisdom from that experience. I receive it here, I receive it now. I don't need to make that mistake again or that learn that lesson again. I don't need to carry to do that again. I do not need to do it again. For I have learned And in this releasing and other any other releasing I've done, I recognize the gift. I receive the gift. I own the gift. I am grateful. I am profoundly grateful. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, nice deep breath, everyone. Have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. It's gorgeous down here in South Florida. I hope it's gorgeous where you are. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.